entrepreneurs, small business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the Business Builder Show. I'm your business coach, Marty Wolf, and your host for the Business Builder Show. Joining me in the studio is my sidekick, Mr. Kerry Carney. Hi, Kerry.
Hello, Marty.
And our producer, Mr. Tom Jenkins.
Hello, hello.
What a great team. Another member of our team, Dr. Tony Massari, will be offering his comments later in the show. As a reminder, the Business Builder Show is for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals who seek excellence. We deliver tips to help you run your business on the topics of technology, sales and marketing, finance, leadership, innovation, and personal development. We always do everything we can to bring the classroom to you. Today, we'll be talking about marketing. Kerry and Tom will start the show talking about reasons it's a perfect time to be an entrepreneur. Perfect time to be an entrepreneur. We're then going to get a blitz of sales and marketing ideas from our special guest, David Newman. I think blitz is a good word.
Yes, a cornucopia of information.
Ooh, good word. We'll close the show by talking about ways social media can destroy your business. Now, are you listening? I said ways social media can destroy your business. So there's a little twist on thing. Now, all this show is about marketing-related topics, and we think it's very timely to help our businesses and our careers move forward. Now, I do need to make a correction from last week's show. And you know how I hesitate admitting that, Tom, you know, because usually things are fixed. But here's what happened. Our guest last week, Marty Grunder, he's partnered up with another one of our friends, Mark Sanborn, to present a program called the Business Growth Summit. And this is going to be held in the Chicago market on November 19th and 20th. We had the days wrong. And so it is in Chicago, November 19th and 20th. These two gentlemen, that's Marty Grunder and Mark Sanborn, are real pros. So if you want to learn ways to grow your business, then check out their website at marksanborn.com/Grunder Sanborn. And you can get more information on their Business Growth Summit. Kerry, let's now to go to some reasons why it's a perfect time to be an entrepreneur. So first of all, do you agree, Kerry, before we launch into this wonderful presentation?
Absolutely. The timing might be forced by other elements, but from the standpoint of the tools, the information flow, and the ability to rocket your dreams, it's never been a better time to go it by yourself, but not alone.
So, yeah, we've gone through some difficult times, but it's really become clear that it is a great time, and it is a great time to be a small business. And we say often on this show that small businesses and entrepreneurs are truly the backbone of our economy. It starts one at a time. We always refer to Apple or Southwest. Those companies started out as what? A small business.
Kitchen, a garage, a dining room table, an idea.
Yep.
A person and an idea.
Person and an idea starting small, and that turns into a big business. So, you know, some good news. And you know what's happening with both younger folks and older folks. And what's happening with the older folks is that they are retiring in some cases, and they are saying, you know what, I have more to do.
Still got a song in me. I got to sing.
And I have an exciting dream to tie into that, Kerry. And you know what? They, in some cases, they have a little bit of disposable income, so they're starting businesses. And this is really, really great. Now, younger folks, however you want to classify that, you know, obviously entrepreneurship is flourishing with younger people today. It is a wonderful time to be in this mix. And the reason it's good for both the older folks and the younger folks is that there is a constant flow of new ideas and startup ideas. The other exciting thing, Kerry, is you don't have to do this alone. Now, what they talk about is the fact that you know, in the internet age, they're saying, well, it's not that important where you are. Well, that's somewhat true, and it helps you start your business a little faster. But there's still some information out there that's saying, and I agree with this, by the way, if you're in a big city and you're in Austin, which is, has a flourishing small business community, or parts of New York City, San Francisco, it's just simply easier, you know, to have. Remember last week we talked about 50 cups of coffee?
Yes.
Okay, well, if you're an entrepreneur or a small business and you're surrounded with like people, it's easier to have cups of coffee with people and be excited about, you know, your venture. Now, that doesn't say if you're in small town USA that you can't start a business, because that's happening all over the place also, and the internet certainly helps you do that faster.
Well, the world is definitely flat from that perspective.
Right.
To have an intelligent conversation with someone half a world away can be done with video very inexpensively, and the ability to exchange ideas has never been easier.
Absolutely.
At any time on earth.
Great point. Whether you have that locally or internationally, you're right, Carrie. So you don't have to do it alone. Let me quote some or talk about some sources that you can go to no matter where you are. There's small business development centers at universities, typically at universities, small business development centers. There's industrial resource centers all over the country, especially if you're in manufacturing, if you're starting out or you want to expand. There's industrial resource centers. They call them different things in different cities, but that's basically what it is. There's technology centers everywhere. And then there's SCORE. And Tom, I don't remember what SCORE stands for, but it's retired executives that want to help start up businesses. And SCORE is a national. So no matter where you're listening, SCORE is a national program. You know, the other part of this connected to the internet is that there's no end to marketing opportunities. What you can do on social media, which we're going to talk about the exciting part here for a minute or so. At the end of the show, we're going to talk about some challenges, but internet marketing has given us so many opportunities, but it can be complex. You know, we hear this all the time. Entrepreneurs, well, what do I do next? How do I build upon this? Now, there's two companies that I want to mention, and one of them is called Rallyverse, V-E-R-S-E, Rallyverse. Another company that I want to mention is called Kakoon, and that's K-U-H-C-O-O-N, K-U-H-C-O-O-N. Both of these companies are in the business of helping small businesses and entrepreneurs get their thoughts together for social media, because that's kind of the issue. You know, the issue is that there's so many things. Do I do?
It's intimidating.
It's hugely intimidating. Do I do Tumblr? Do I use Pinterest? How do I use it? How do I use LinkedIn? Should I have a Facebook fan page? It can drive you crazy. You know, but here's two companies, and again, you can find this locally. Two companies are Rallyverse or Kakoon, and Kakoon is spelled K-U-H-C-O-O-N. Now, a little disclaimer: I'm friends with and know Andrew Torba, and Andrew Torba is the in charge of Kakoon, wonderful company, but I also want to recommend Rallyverse. And these are ways, go ahead, Carrie, these are ways to help you curate or get your information out.
Excellent point with the ability of the internet.
Absolutely. So it gives us all kinds of opportunities to talk about things through social media. Reasons why it's a perfect time to be an entrepreneur. This segment is pretty much wrapped up, Tom. When we come back, we'll be talking with David Newman, who's the author of Do It Marketing. We'll be right back.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. Our special guest today is David Newman. David is a nationally recognized marketing expert and author of the Amazon number one bestseller, Do It Marketing, 77 Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush Your Competition. That should get everyone's attention. Let me tell you a little bit more about David. David runs a marketing strategy firm dedicated to making thought-leading entrepreneurs and executives more successful. David's clients and audience include Oracle, IBM, American Express, and Wells Fargo, in addition to trade associations, nonprofits, and entrepreneurial businesses of all sizes. David's entrepreneurial marketing advice has been featured and quoted in the New York Times, Investor's Business Daily, Sales and Marketing Management, Selling Power, Entrepreneur Magazine, and hundreds of media outlets across North America. So, David Newman, welcome to the Business Builders Show.
Hey, Marty, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Your book was fantastic. I want to give a commercial right out of the gate. I'm biased. I loved the book. So with that being said, let me say the title again, Do It Marketing. Why did you write it, David?
Well, I wrote it, Marty, like most entrepreneurs. My own story involves making every conceivable mistake as an entrepreneur myself. Mm-hmm. So when I started, I came out of a corporate career, started my entrepreneurial adventures about a dozen years ago, literally made every mistake in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Overspending, underspending, train wreck, nightmare partnerships, trusting the wrong people, doing the wrong things, being a jack of all trades, master of none. Eventually, finally, through the powers that be that looked down on me and said, wow, this guy is such a sad sack. We got to help him out. The light went on, and I said, okay, my real focus needs to be marketing, sales, and business development. This is around 2003, 2004 now. Ever since then, I've had my head screwed on straight, still learning every day, Marty, as are you, but I wanted to capture some of the lessons and some of the insights and some of the things that my clients have taught me in this book so that other folks wouldn't have to make those same mistakes and waste all that time, energy, effort, and time.
You know, David, you had all those experiences, and unfortunately, some people don't make it through that. A lot of businesses, I can't remember the exact statistics, they're different in different industries, but David, so many businesses do fail. Do you have any thoughts or insights you'd like to share with us on why?
Well, I do, and I think the main reason that people start any sort of entrepreneurial business is that they love the work.
Mm-hmm.
They love the project. They love the product. They love the service that they're doing, or they love their customers. They love their clients.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't understand, Marty, is that job number one is not the work of the work. Job number one is the marketing and the selling of the work.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the big quotations that I believe in and I share with my clients and my audiences is, are you willing to do what you have to do so that you get to do what you want to do? Because we all want to spend time being creative, being with customers, being with clients, doing the work of the work. In order to get that privilege, we have to do a much better job, and the primary job of an entrepreneur is the marketing, is the sales, is the business development. I think people that don't understand that, or that only find that out too late,
mm-hmm.
are the ones that contribute to those statistics that you just mentioned.
Mm, interesting. And a big part of business, at least I believe so, and I know you do too because I've seen in the book, is, you know, the idea of referrals. And you know what? I've done that. I've messed up on referrals and not really maximizing that referral. And you mentioned something in your book called the referral blurb. Tell me what a referral blurb is.
Sure. Well, the referral blurb story comes from a networking experience that I had. Someone I was talking to told me what business he was in, and I said, oh, I think I have a referral for you. And he said, really? That's great. I'll send you the email. And I said, excuse me? He said, I'll send you the email that you can then send on to your friend. I said, you have this ready to go? He says, David, I'm building my business on two things. One is networking and meeting fabulous people like you. Two is arming those fabulous people, those new friends that I'm making, with this referral blurb. So he sent me the referral blurb, and being the marketing guy that I am, I asked him two things. I said, number one, this is brilliant. Do you mind if I steal it? And he said, absolutely fine. Go ahead and steal it.
Yes.
Number two, now that I'm stealing it, do you mind if I try to improve it? and tweak it a little bit and make it more universal and sort of templatize it so that every executive or entrepreneur or small business owner can use it. So not only, Marty, is the referral blurb in the book, as you mentioned, it's freely available on my blog. If people Google the term referral blurb, it will take them to my blog. It's on the first page of Google results, probably the first result, if you Google referral blurb. And they'll see the template, the skeleton, the fill-in-the-blank form where they can make their own referral blurb. And it's simply a paragraph. It's a paragraph of text that if, Marty, I love you, I want to connect you with somebody, you provide me with this paragraph that talks about how fabulous Marty is and all the things that he can do for people. I then pass that along. There's no work. That's the beauty of this. You've taken the work out of the referral for your referral partners and for your centers of influence. So you've now made it easy, effortless, and enjoyable for them to refer you. All they have to do is copy, paste, send. Copy, paste, send, and then the referrals start to flood in.
That is brilliant, number one. Number two, my blurb will be in your hands by the end of business today.
There you go. Love it.
And the idea, talk about marketing. You have somebody Googles referral blurb, and your information comes up.
That's right.
Let me repeat that. That is profound. You really do know this marketing stuff. You've got this figured out. I'm impressed. You know? Excellent. We are talking with David Newman. His book is Do It Marketing. We're going to continue the dialogue. I want to talk about something else that I actually used this past weekend. And you talk about it was in the context of eliminating roadblocks. And if we're entrepreneurs or small business owners or professionals who seek excellence, we want to connect with people. And there are often roadblocks. And you talk about how you can potentially become the missing piece. Explain that to me.
Oh, yes. No, that's huge. So a lot of times as an entrepreneur, as a professional service provider, we are selling or marketing our value. We're selling or marketing our programs and projects and our services. And the prospect says, we're good. We have this taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
We're already using someone that we're happy with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need whatever it is that you're selling, offering, etc. So the strategy that I outline in the Do It Marketing book is how can you strategically build a puzzle where mm-hmm. three out of the four puzzle pieces you acknowledge that they already have that taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
They already have piece number two in place. They already have piece number four mm-hmm. in place. But then in that third slot, there's a gap.
Mm-hmm.
In that third slot, there's something in that process or something in the way that they're doing something that is missing. And if you can articulate how your product or service or program is that missing piece, and then here's the soundbite. The
mm-hmm.
soundbite is, let's say I'm talking to a young woman named Sally. I say, Sally, I completely understand. In fact, a lot of our customers have found that our program is a perfect supplement and complement to what you're already doing in-house. So I've just taken all the rocket fuel out of, we're already doing it, we have that taken care of, we're doing that in-house. You say, I know you're doing it in-house. Everyone's doing it in-house. But where we plug in is a perfect supplement and complement to what you're already doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not sales speak. It's not meant to be a gimmick. It's not meant to be a trick. You really have to do the hard thinking and strategizing of how does your product or service or program really supplement or complement what they're already doing? How are you really the missing piece? Because if you don't, then that argument flies out the window and they can knock it down in about 3 seconds.
Absolutely.
But if you do put some good thinking in it, it'll stop them in their tracks.
Absolutely.
Because every other vendor, every other consultant, they go, oh, okay, thanks, see you later, and they hang up the phone.
Right.
No one is willing to stick to their guns and say, I know what you're going through, and I can fix it.
David, we need to take a short break. We're listening to David Newman on the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf. Informing, educating, and encouraging. The Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Our special guest is David Newman. David's book is Do It Marketing 77, Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush Your Competition. David, welcome back. Before we get to our next part of our conversation, let everyone know how they can reach out to you, David. How can they connect with you?
Sure. The best way to connect with me and a whole bunch of free resources is on the web. Visit doitmarketing.com, and there's a blog, there's resources, there's free downloads, there's a podcast. If you want specific information about the book, that's at doitmarketing.com/book.
And I love your work on LinkedIn, by the way. I pay attention to everything you say on LinkedIn, so I'll give
you a
little plug there. Now, you feel you have some strong feelings on the topic of branding that you discuss in the book. I don't know. Why are you so angry about branding, David?
Well, so the chapter is called Branding is BS.
Oh, okay.
And the reason that I am anti-branding, I think there's a lot of smoke and mirrors around this term branding. So branding at its heart is really super important. But my definition of branding is it's the promise of an experience that you get when you invest in a product or service mm-hmm. or program from a certain company.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these branding consultants, and it's especially bad in small business branding, mm-hmm. a lot of these branding consultants, they will start with your colors and your logo and your website and the appearance and the cosmetics, and that's the last thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is the last thing mm-hmm. that people need to be worried about. What they need to be worried about is who are they targeting with their marketing? What's the real value proposition in just plain English, human-to-human terms? Not marketing speak, not gobbledygook, not sales messaging, not any of that stuff. And then, how do we portray that so that visually and emotionally it's in sync? That's when the branding, colors, logo, website, brochure, cosmetics, color scheme, appearance comes into play. But at that point, it's simply a visual representation of the brand that you've already built. So there's internal branding, which is who are you, what do you stand for, what do you do, why is it important? That to me is hugely important. And then there's the external branding, which really, what it really means is the communication of that brand.
Mm-hmm.
And so many folks do it backwards, and so many small business owners and entrepreneurs are disappointed because the process is all backwards and broken and doesn't work for them.
Now, that makes a ton of sense. Now, we often talk to business on this show. We talk about people, sometimes you should stop doing certain things. And sometimes as marketers or business owners, sometimes we do things that get people mad at us. Do you have some thoughts on, you know, do we do things sometimes that get buyers to dislike us?
Oh, we do.
Okay.
And so, you know, sales professionals, marketing professionals, entrepreneurs, everyone that sells their product or their service or their idea is in danger of doing some of these things. So, and by these things, I mean not listening, over-promising and under-delivering, just following up, the constant nagging and pestering
right.
that salespeople and business owners tend to do when they don't have a value-first sales process and they just follow up. Hey, I'm just following up. Hey, following up again. Hey, is my check ready yet? And, you know, it's just endless pestering.
Yes.
Things like me-centered messaging instead of you-centered messaging. Talking about me and my company. We've been around for 87 years, and we're a full-service company, and people are our major difference.
Who
and
cares?
All this kind of empty, hot air.
Right.
That, you know, buyers are so much more sophisticated today.
Yes.
And what buyers want, they don't want messaging. They don't want slogans. They don't want promises. They don't want lies. What they want is a relationship.
Uh-huh.
What they want is some value first marketing where you can improve their condition whether they buy from you or not. So
yes.
One of the things, Marty, I talk about in the book is this concept of happy meal marketing.
Yes, yeah, I like that.
That you know, the people that buy from us get a beautiful 7-course steak dinner. Even people that don't buy from us should get a happy meal.
Get something.
Meaning nobody leaves hungry.
Nobody leaves hungry.
Be a person of value whether they buy or not. Those are some of the things that make buyers crazy, and that's a couple ways to overcome it.
Wow. Great stuff. Another thing, well, I liked everything. I love the entire book. It took me a while to read because it's all notations and, turned over pages. And so I really had to work hard reading this book because there are so many action ideas. So that kind of upset me. I couldn't just breeze through it. But, an important thing that I think is very critical for our audience, and you talk about why is it a smart strategy to market to your best clients first? Talk about that.
Oh, sure. Well, and let's get very specific because best can mean 100 different things to all the folks listening. The notion here is that your best customers are the ones that are already tuned in. They're already listening. They're already seeking the kinds of products or services or solutions that your company offers.
Mm-hmm.
And, they already have the toothache. They already have the toothache. And if you look at you as someone, you've got the medicine, you've got the cure, you've got the dental procedure. Imagine walking into the dentist's office and you're in excruciating pain. You're not going to shop around. You're not going to look on the wall to make sure his credentials are up to date.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, oh, I'm so glad I found you. This really hurts. Can you see me today? Can you see me this morning?
So that's true in all products and services. So you're saying the best thing is that they're, I like the word, tuned in to what you're offering.
Absolutely. The ones that are already listening and already seeking, they might not be seeking your product or service. Here's what they're doing. They're seeking solutions and they're seeking relief from those same kinds of headaches, heartaches, problems, and challenges. So if you can be the person that they find in a Google search, online, locally, it's your videos that come up, it's your blog that comes up, it's your Twitter feed, your LinkedIn that comes up, because you're always talking about how folks can do better and improve their condition and solve those headaches, heartaches, and challenges, then when it comes time to buy or invest, you're going to be the go-to person because you've already built that trust and expertise.
David, we have about a minute before we need to take our break, but tell me about, you describe it as the marketing language bank. Again, we got about a minute. Tell me about that marketing language bank.
Yeah, very briefly, a marketing language bank is a lifesaver. It is all of the language, all the articulation, all the sound bites, all the key phrases, all the words, the short little telegraphic words and key phrases that you need to market your business. So that once you build a marketing language bank, you're never facing a blank screen or a blank piece of paper again. Every situation, every circumstance, you know what to say, you know how to say it, because you're just dipping back in to that already built database, if you will, of pre-established marketing language, sound bites, key phrases, punch words, things like that.
This book is just loaded with information. We have been speaking with David Newman. His book is Do It Marketing. David, tell us one more time, how can people reach out to you?
Best place to stay connected with the content in the book and with me is doitmarketing.com. Information about the book and all the goodies that come with the book is at doitmarketing.com/book.
Thank you, David Newman, for being a guest on the Business Builder Show. What a clinic. I had a blast. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Marty.
We will be right back after this short break.
Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back. Tom, let's wrap up our discussion with David Newman by going to our commentary with Dr. Tony Massari.
Hi, I'm Tony Massari with a thought about successful marketing. David Newman is a marketing expert who candidly admits he has learned a lot from his mistakes. These are a few of his powerful and productive recommendations for anyone interested in marketing that works. The key to successful marketing is willingly doing what you have to do so that you get to do what you want to do. Everything hinges on the marketing, the sales, and the business development plan. Good thinking and strategizing before the call will lead to success when you call. Refining your internal branding, Who you are, what you do, what you stand for, and why it's important is more essential than the packaging. A value-first sales process with a you-centered message will enable you to build relationships because it lets the potential client know how you can improve their condition, whether they buy from you or not. Newman's referral blurb and marketing language bank are classic examples of just being prepared to tell your clients how you can supplement and complement what they are already doing. David Newman's Do It Marketing is a practical guide that reflects his creative thinking and his wisdom. He shares what he knows in an energetic, engaging, and effective way. For me, his message is a modern-day adaptation of the wise counsel of Ben Franklin. What you seem to be really. For Marty Wolf and the Business Builder Show, I'm Tony Massari with America at its best.
Thank you, Tony. Carrie, let's move on now to another article I saw. Where'd this come from? Let's see here. Entrepreneur Magazine. What a surprise, huh?
Yes, it's dated August 27th, 2013.
Entrepreneur, Inc. and Success Magazine, in addition to other ways, but we are our favorite places to go for some of our work. Now, here's a fascinating subject that ties into our marketing show, and it's called Five Ways Social Media Can Destroy Your Business. Now, that's a little bit of a different twist from us most people talk about these days. Social media is absolutely a great thing. It helps. Most of the time, it helps businesses grow larger, faster than ever before. There are some challenges, though. Some of us are spending too much time on platforms that your customers don't care about, don't use, and never look at. And some of us are spending maybe not enough time analyzing the right kinds of data. And so we're going to try to hit on some of those key points. And again, we're talking about five ways social media can destroy your business. First one we want to talk about is your social personality isn't likable or relatable. Now, what does that mean? Now, we're the Business Builder Show, and when we post stuff, I generally talk about business. Now, is that the right way to go, Tom?
Sure, sure. Now, you wouldn't want to be posting videos of how cute your cat is on the Business Builders.
That's the point. Right. You know, if you're talking about these kinds of, you're talking about business, don't talk about, like you said, Tom, your cat videos.
Unless your business is cats, but that's a different story.
Exactly right. Or, and some people make this mistake, unless you're Sean Hannity or someone like that, you know, maybe you shouldn't share your personal beliefs or your religious beliefs because that could really divide your market. I mean, Carrie, what do you think?
That's an old pickup from face-to-face sales calls.
Yep.
If you're making a sales call and you're talking to a new contact, you don't want to talk about politics or religion or something inflammatory.
Yeah.
You want to keep it. And while you were saying the title here, likable and relatable, I thought in my mind, relative. It has to be relative to the nature of your business.
Absolutely. That's the connection. You know, maybe you're not following the laws of what they call social karma. Now, what that means is, that sounds nice, though. I like that. Social karma. You know, and what that means is that you need to bring value first. This is not a direct selling atmosphere. You need to bring value. And the key words that I have highlighted in this article is posting things that are share-worthy. That's how you gain social karma. People want to share what you're putting out there. They want to share what you put out because it makes them look good.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, that's part of the whole social karma. Now, the other thing is, and I just got done saying it's not direct to sales. On the other hand, you do want to look at some analytics to say, well, is my social media work, is it having any kind of effect on anything? Are people listening to me? Are people sharing what I'm saying? Can you tell that? Here's a test, guys. Can you tell that? How can you find that out?
There are ways to analyze who's watching you or who's looking at you, but it's tricky to convert that into hard sales dollars, or are they leading to a transaction of some type?
Right.
There's no action behind it. You don't know if there's action.
Right. What you're really measuring is, are you reaching people? And Google Analytics is the most famous one for that. So you can look at what they call assisted conversions. You can start to connect some dots by analyzing how effective your social media is. Are people sharing? Are people, you know, talking about you? Now, because you have 2 million likes on Facebook could mean nothing
in ringing the register.
And it, well, in ringing the register in the long term, but actually if people care, they may like you, but they're really not connecting to anything. So you really want to measure what matters. And so there are ways to do that. Keep your social media success plan on track, if you will. So whatever way you can look at it, and if you're doing, you're probably not doing this by yourself, seek out help. You want to look at things like engagement rate and conversions and those kinds of things. Now, again, not looking at the, let's remind everyone, including ourselves, especially myself, is social, how these are things that can destroy your business. We're talking about if you don't pay attention to these things, it can destroy your business.
But on the other side, they can really turbocharge your business.
Positively.
By getting that traffic flowing and then converting that traffic into a sale.
Here's a no-no I see all the time. This is a big one.
I love
one.
This one. I was reading this one. I love this one.
This is a really big one. You think an intern can manage your social media because it's the young person who loves Facebook. You think that they're going to run your social media campaign. That's can be and is a disaster. There are big companies out there with all kinds of proof that if the person organizing your social media does not understand your direction, doesn't understand what you're all about, this can be a real challenge. Now, here's, I mentioned at the beginning of the show two companies, Rallyverse and Cocoon.
Right.
It can be anyone that can help you put together different ways to get your messages out to the right people, to your market. So, wow, Carrie, time has flown by. So, thank you again for being part of the Business Builder Show with me, your business coach, Marty Wolf. Thank you, David Newman, for being our special guest, and Dr. Tony Massari for another excellent commentary. Carrie and Tom, as always, thanks for your help and support.
You're welcome.
My pleasure.
It was
a blast. I want to spend a little more time than normal talking about next week's show, because it ties into what we talked about today, and it's about technology. Our guest next week will be Mr. Paul Slack. S-L-A-C-K. Paul was the CEO of a company called Webdex Media Group that provided strategic planning, search engine marketing, web-based lead generation, online public relations, and customer acquisition programs. In 2012, Paul launched Splash Media University, the industry's first accredited online social media certification program. I heard Paul Slack on a success CD, and I knew we had to have him on our show. So that's why I'm really wanting to make sure you know that you're tuned in next week with Mr. Paul Slack. You can find all our shows. They're archived at www.businessbuildersglobal.com. Businessbuildersglobal.com. If you want to learn how I can be your business coach, then go to MartyWolfBusinessSolutions.com. Marty Wolf, W-O-L-F-F. That's MartyWolfBusinessSolutions.com. We do our best on the Business Builder Show so you can do your best. We look forward to being with you next week on the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.